Right. Yeah, well, my sister wrote to she wrote to history, and maybe get a copy of it because it's something.
Well, I'd be very interested to see that. I didn't realise it was still quite so. You know, that could actually be invoked for anything.
Aye.
Yes, we had some of our cousins' daughter. I was doing a PhD in old law at the minute at Aberdeen.
Oh yes, I think I've never mentioned that. Indeed, how interesting.
Aye.
So it's still, but what I find interesting is that people know about it.
It's still in memory. Yeah.
But there's something, there's some kind of backup affair that you can call on.
I was trying to track down the late Arcadian, but in the 1860s, a lawyer in Kirkcaldy, a friend, to challenge this thing about swans belonging to the Queen. I thought in Orkney that wasn't the case. So they went out and shot a swan to get a test case.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that the RSPB representative of Orkney once had a swan for his Christmas dinner.
Oh my goodness. The guy took a So that's really interesting. So folks still knew about it, but generally speaking, if you had a farm, what would you have needed to make it, you know, worth working? 5 or 6 cows, you know, needed.
I would want to list that, yeah, for a 2-horse farm.
Right. A 2-horse farm?
A 2-horse farm.
A 2-horse farm.
A pair of horse. The
hens, of course.
And the hens.
But the.
And I noticed that you mentioned there about the pigs.
Well,
there a lot of pigs in Orkney?
Eh?
But did folk just have a pig on the farm?
A pig on the farm,
yeah.
Yes.
For some reason I had it in my head that pigs weren't very big in Orkney, but maybe.
Oh, that's the native pig, but this is the. What I'm talking here, this is the. Well, the Scots pig, I suppose, the Landry's pig.
The large white.
You're ready for killing. His girth was 3 feet. A pig with a girth of 3 feet was 100 pounds. Bob.
Pitch it holding its breath.
What's that?
Pitch it holding its breath.
All right, so you would know that was a good time to.
Aye. But the. Well, of course, he was killed with a man with a big knife. And some folks say that's cruel, but I say it's kinder than the modern time, for nowadays the pig is forced onto a lorry or something like that, which is strange to them, driven for miles, which is strange, put in a pen with the smell of death all around him, and eventually he's killed, whereas with a knife he's taken out of the pen.
It's quick, yeah. It's a fair point. You know, it's a fair point because, you know, if it's happening quickly like that in the farm, there's less
stress.
Oh, yeah. And would that just mean something that would have happened in each farm, or would you have killed a pig and swapped bits?
Oh, well, you'd get some to the neighbours, but more or less you wouldn't have swapped. You'd get some of, well, per present.
And then when they killed their pig, they would give you a bit of
an hour. Aye. And so, yes, you'd borrow a platting tub. Do you come to a platting tub, is?
No.
Or rather a big pig. Well, a pig. The pig skin is bristles. And that is bigger than all.